This is Jay Sekulow, fixing the family crisis at the border.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The president is considering some sort of executive action that could allow children to be detained with their parents for longer than is currently permissible under the 1997 Flores versus Reno court agreement.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
That stipulates that after 20 days, children have to either be removed from their parents and given to a relative, a caregiver, or some sort of licensed care facility, or the entire family unit released.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're going to take your calls, and we really do want your calls on the situation on immigration and border. Especially the situation with family separation at the border. So we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me get a couple of positions out of the way here because we've been very consistent on this. I have been calling for a comprehensive immigration reform for 20 years, going way past even the Bush administration. I don't believe that you should be thinking about the idea that you're going to self-deport 12 or 14 million people are going to self-deport, or that we have the capability in the United States to deport 12 million people or 14 million people or more that have been here for now maybe a decade or two, is ridiculous. And I've said that from the outset. You need comprehensive immigration reform. What does that mean? To me, that means you have a pathway to citizenship. You have security at the border. I think that's all part of the same situation. But I disagree and do not like what, and I don't think anybody does, what's going on at the borders right now with the separation of families. And we're going to talk about that in depth. Now, there's word that the president may, by executive action, try to remedy that today because Congress, again, still not willing to move forward. Now, they're talking about a piece of legislation that they may get on the floor of the House tomorrow, but we don't know what the status of that will be. I'll talk to Than Bennett about that in a moment. But I want to be very clear on our position at the American Center for Law and Justice is that family separation is wrong, that the process is broken, that the entire immigration system is chaotic and needs to be fixed, and it has to be comprehensive. And I think I call on the House, Republicans and Democrats, same thing in the Senate. We have got to get this fixed, and we've got to get it right. And, Jordan, this has been the position we've advocated for 20 years. What you're seeing at the border, by the way, is horrific. I don't like it. It happened under the Bush administration. Didn't like it then. Happened under the Obama administration. Don't like it then either. So I want to see direct action to fix this, and if it takes a presidential executive order to do it, so be it. But then we still need to get a comprehensive fix on this.
Yeah, I think what's happening at the border, we need to end as quickly as possible.
Like now.
So if that can be done with executive order, a quick fix piece of legislation, so be it. Then we must address the larger border and immigration and issues. It has gone on too long. This is an example of why we have to have comprehensive immigration reform. We cannot allow these moments to come. We do a quick fix, and then we move along, and then we get outraged, and then we move along. We have to remember these images and keep fighting until we come to a consensus piece of legislation that everyone can agree on, that secures our border and provides clear pathways for people to apply to become immigrants, to apply to become temporary workers, and again, to apply to get green cards. We've got to make that clear, and it's not right now.
It's not clear. Now, there's another complication to all of this, and I've got our senior counsel, Andy Economo, on here, and Andy has prosecuted not only child abuse cases, but you've got it. There is no question that at the border right now, there are people being smuggled in. It's called sex trafficking. And Andy, you've litigated these for states. This is a really serious problem.
It is, Jay. We have to realize that while we want to keep families together that are real families, legitimate families, and not separate them, we have to be mindful of the fact that there are many cases in which people are smuggling children in and they're not really their children. It's sex trafficking. And we've got to put into place something to prevent that from happening.
So that's very different than immigration. So we're looking at both of those issues. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We come back from the break and talk to Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs. But we want to get opinions on this. We want to see what you think should happen. You heard our position. We are opposed to this family separation at the American Center for Law and Justice, without question. And we must have comprehensive immigration reform. This is the moment. We need to seize that moment as the American people get this matter resolved and behind us. We'll be back with more, including your calls, at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Indications coming from the White House that the president is going to sign what I think will be an executive order that will, in fact, put in place that the ending of this family separation, which I think is a very good idea. I think this is, in the United States of America, we shouldn't be doing that. We're much better than that. Having said that, that doesn't solve the problem. And the problem is we've got an immigration system that's a disaster. We've got border security that's a disaster. We've got child sex trafficking, which is a disaster. And all of those are related. And we need to get comprehensive. So if this is fixed with an executive order, so be it. I'm glad that's getting rectified immediately. But the fact of the matter is there's another problem here, and that is immigration reform has to be a priority to get through. And I think it's time. I mean, they tried it under President Bush, and the Democrats blocked it. And then President Obama tried some form of it, and then the Republicans were blocked. And so it goes back and forth. I want to go to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. Then we're going to start taking questions on this. Than, what you got to move. We just had a statement from the majority leader, the Speaker of the House, rather, saying that he's got a proposal he wants to put forward, but you're concerned neither one of them pass.
Yeah, there are going to be two votes on the floor of the House tomorrow, Jay, on two compromise bills, kind of like what you just described that have been tried in previous administrations. And, Jay, we can get into some of the details of this, but let me just set the political optics. There's not a single Democrat that's committed to voting for one of these bills. So they're trying to get over the line with only Republican votes. And it looks like both of those measures are short, Jay. Now, look, I think the debate still has to be had. You still have to put people on the record. And I will tell you this. Both of these pieces of legislation, they vary a little bit, but both of them address the four pillars that the president put out. So both of them fund the wall, and both of them provide a permanent solution for the DACA participants. They also, Jay, in this family separation issue statutorily. So I'm glad the president's moving ahead on that. But it will be interesting to see. Will there be a single Democrat in the United States House tomorrow that votes for a solution? I'm not sure there will be.
You know what, though? It will be, and I think we need to make this loud and clear, that if the president does this short fix
executive
today
order. Yep.
By executive order, he should receive all of the credit for saving these families in crisis, because it was not the Democrats who could come together.
Or the Republicans.
It was not Republicans who could come together. It was President Donald Trump, the most hardline president we have had on immigration, who said, enough is enough. I will do this by executive order. I am not going to wait for Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell to get their acts together, or Paul Ryan. So we should be, if it occurs, I would hope that Latino leaders on the left would actually praise the president for getting this done.
Because
because nothing was going to get done. This would have continued on.
This was happening under, understand this, this was happening under President Bush and President Obama. So this has been happening for three presidents now. So again, let me say this. I've been speaking out on this issue for a long time. Let me take you a flashback. This was only a couple of years ago. This was at a House Judiciary Committee hearing. Take a listen to number 50.
I believe in significant and complete immigration reform. I believe in a pathway to citizenship. But I believe to do that through the legal process set forth in the Constitution. And the president doesn't get to change the law.
Here's the great conundrum here. And that is, I said that regarding law changes that are not done through legislative process. So whether you can, I'm playing that for a reason. I don't like having to fix things by executive action. Having said that, I do think it's appropriate here because we have a situation that is a crisis. I think the president has the constitutional authority to do it. But look, this is not, I want to be clear. I want this fixed immediately, but I believe, and it's a position of the American Center for Law and Justice, that we need a comprehensive fix to this because border security is part of it. Because as Andy can testify firsthand, sex trafficking in the United States, and it's coming through our southern border for the most part, is an epidemic in the United States of America.
It is, Jay. It's a serious epidemic. I see it in Georgia where I prosecute these cases involving child molestation and child abuse. And don't think that these kids, who are supposedly the children legitimately of these families, are really the legitimate children of the families.
Some of them aren't.
Some of them are, some of them aren't, a lot of them are not. A lot of them are being brought in here for sex trafficking and for other illegitimate uses, and that's why a comprehensive look at this needs to occur.
Look, families should not be broken up, but there's ways to make sure that this is not sex trafficking in disguise of a family. And that there's easy ways to do that. There's testing, there's all kinds of things to be done immediately. Having said that, I think the sex trafficking thing is the biggest reason we need a border security. That's my personal view, because sex trafficking in the United States is outrageous.
Well, and it complicates this kind of an issue because you would think, oh, you know, families separated from kids, easy fix, put the fit kids back with the parents. But as Andy said, as we've all pointed out, there's a good chance that many of those adults are not actually the parents of those children, right, and in fact are part of sex trafficking rings because they were taken from their parents. So, but again, we've got testing that makes this very quick. So that's not an excuse to keep families who are families separated. We could get these tests done and I think move on. But these are just quick fixes. This is putting a piece of gum up to a leak in the wall. This is not going to fundamentally change anything. This could happen 2 weeks from now again. If we don't have actual reform and instruct our border security and patrol what to do when this happens.
It is disheartening, though, Than, that we don't think we can get Congress to move on this. I mean, I think if you've got an impetus, I mean, unfortunately, congressional action usually requires an event, right? So here's an event. We've got a crisis of families at the border. Granted, there's problems of what, you know, are they families, are they not families? Let's assume they are, because we don't want families separated. That's all I'm saying. Families that are families should not be separated. But you're telling me you don't think either piece of legislation is going to get through.
At this point, I'm telling you that neither one has a majority of the House, Jay, but I agree with you on this event. This should be the one that pushes it past a majority because, look, the language in this bill requires the Department of Homeland Security to maintain the care and custody of aliens together with their children while any charge for illegal crossing the border is pending. Jay, look, Democrats in the House, they say that is exactly what they want. They also say that they're not opposed to border security as long as the DACA population has a solution. This bill does all of those things, so now would be the time for them to come forward and deliver votes for a statutory proposal. Jay, you know why none of them probably have at this point? Because they want to campaign on it in the fall. But I want people to listen to what Jordan said. It's time for the name calling to go to the side. Yep. It's time for them to come to the floor of the House of Representatives and deliver a vote and send this piece of legislation to the United States Senate. As we sit here today, Jay, we need a few more votes for that to happen.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls to go in the order the people have called.
Yeah, let's go to Heather in Minnesota on line 3. Heather, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, thank you guys. And it's good to hear you say that your position on this. And it's good to hear that the president may sign this bill.
If the president signs something, Heather, it would be an executive order. There's no legislation put forward on this. So he would be signing an executive order to stop the family separation. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I've heard there is a bill being put forward by Feinstein and some other. I don't know exactly what's in some of these bills. Yep. Rubio was talking about something, but You know, I have had neighbors that have come across the border as families or, you know, reunited as families. And, you know, nothing really gets my blood boiling more than this because, I mean, you know, to those pictures, you know, seeing kids separate. I mean, so if you want to find out if someone is a child's parent, you're going to find out that way. If
you can find out through a DNA test, unless, of course, the child is adopted and maybe they have legal papers. But you can find out real quick. But there is a problem. I mean, as I said, there's a problem. Look, we know what's going on the southern border of the United States. And sex trafficking, as Andy just said, is a really big problem with this. We have it up and down the major thoroughfares in the United States. I've done a case at the Georgia Supreme Court. It was involving a minor and a predator. I mean, these are real cases. I just argued that at the Georgia Supreme Court 2 years ago. And they came in to challenge the constitutionality of the statute. So you have to understand, but we've got to have an interim fix here. That's what we're saying. I mean, I believe we need a complete fix here, a really comprehensive fix. And we may get that in the next couple of minutes even from the president. So I'm hopeful that that's going to take place. Let's take another call.
Yeah, Robert calling from Maryland on line one. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jordan, and hi, Jay. I wanted to ask you, what's the language actually contained within President Trump's executive order that would fix the problem with people coming up toward our southern border in the United States that would prevent the breakup of families and also be an impetus for Congress in immigration bills to begin to fix the border crisis as well as many other aspects of our immigration system that definitely need to be addressed because we can, you know, definitely agree we need to fix the immigration system and also have border security at the same time. They're not incompatible.
No, they're not.
They're not inconsistent with one another because I think a lot of people look at the issue in that way. They're
not inconsistent. They're mutually compatible, actually.
I agree. And because of that, I think people need to think of it in that way. In other words, we want to encourage legal immigration to the United States,
sure,
but discourage illegal immigration. And so when we look at comprehensive immigration reform, we have to address both tracks and do it simultaneously.
Well, I think, look, I agree, but we've got a temporary problem. Well, not a temporary. We've got a problem right now that's been going on for three administrations, just getting highlighted under this one. And that is family separation at the border in the United States of America is unacceptable. That is not, we're better than that. We can do better than that. And I believe we are about to do better than that in just a few moments. Having said that, I will tell you that we do have to have, in my view, comprehensive, serious immigration reform, which I believe should include a pathway to citizenship. No, look, that pathway may take 14 years. That's what took my grandfather 14 years after he came here to become a citizen of the United States. I've got his naturalization papers. Having said that, that's the kind of comprehensive fix we need to see in place. And I don't like the politics of it. All right, we'll take calls at 800-684-3110. We come back from the break, 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Is the president discussing it right now? Let's go ahead and listen to the president.
We'll have that. At the same time, we have compassion. We want to keep families together. It's very important. I'll be signing something in a little while that's going to do that. And the people in this room want to do that. And they're working on various pieces of legislation to get it done. But I'll be doing something that's somewhat preemptive, but ultimately will be matched by legislation, I'm sure. We're having a lot of problems with Democrats. They don't want to vote for anything. They don't care about lack of security. They really would like to have open borders where anybody in the world can just flow in, including from the Middle East, from anybody, anywhere. They can just flow into our country. Tremendous problems with that, tremendous crime caused by that. We're just not going to do it. I do want to say that because we're all so busy, and I just mentioned to the congressman and the senators in the room that we are going to cancel and postpone tomorrow's congressional picnic. We have a congressional picnic tomorrow, and I was just walking over to the Oval Office and I said, you know, it doesn't feel right to have a picnic for Congress when we're working on doing something very important. We have many things that are important. We're talking about trade. We're talking about many, many things.
Let me say this. I'm glad he's about to sign what appears to be an executive order. I'm also glad that he's canceled the congressional picnic, fam.
It's time for them to do their job, Jay.
Yeah, please,
they shouldn't
right.
be going picnicking while families are being separated at the border. He's exactly right. Even if he does this, and it appears he's heading to it, he needs statutory support from the Congress. They've been failing for decades. Tomorrow, Jay, is the day to deliver.
All right, let's go right back to the phones here. Let's take line five.
Yeah, okay, let's go to Terry calling in from West Wyoming on line five. Terry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I don't understand all this hoopla over everything. When parents who are American citizens break the law
yeah.
and are incarcerated,
yep.
their children are separated from them.
Right.
Right. Even American military, when they're deployed,
yes.
their children are separated from them.
Well, not from both spouses usually, but yes. But here's the difference. Here's the problem. Some of these individuals, many of them, are seeking asylum. So asylum, before an asylum determination is met, we have asylum. We have processes in the United States because we are the United States. So you have an asylum process. When someone seeks asylum, Andy, in the United States, it's because they're fleeing a situation that meets certain criteria. Now, we got to determine what that criteria is and whether they meet that criteria, whether it's really an asylum case. But in the interim, for those families that are in that situation, what I believe the president's going to do momentarily, we'll see in moments or later today, is going to fix this loophole, or if you want to call it that, this policy that's been so problematic. But asylum right. is a law in the United States. We have asylum laws.
That's right. That's sanctuary, somewhere where you can go when you find you need refuge. Look, the most important thing here, when you really get down to it, is to protect the children. Always, always, always protect the children from molestation, from sex trafficking, from being smuggled to work on onion farms in South Georgia as laborers when they're like 10 and 12 years old. These are the things that we've got to protect. Finally, who is doing this? Because we have a gutless Congress,
yes,
and that
sure.
includes the Republicans and that includes the Democrats both. We have a gutless legislature. The President of the United States, for better or for worse, for right or wrong, whether legal or illegal, is stepping in and taking executive action to do something, and I applaud him for doing that, Jay.
Yeah, so the executive action thing, you know, Jordan brings up the point, could it be challenged? I mean, these executive actions on immigration are... You know, you can make arguments. There's on both sides. Now, this is more of an enforcement procedure, so I think that makes it a stronger case. But, Than, what the president said needs to be taken to heart there. Now, we at the American Center for Law and Justice have been calling for comprehensive immigration reform for a very long time, and it's just disheartening to think that Congress is going to punt it again.
Well, let's hope they don't, Jay, but let's give the blame exactly where it belongs, and I'll put one on each side of the aisle. The Democrats are refusing to come to the table because there's real border enforcement in these bills. There's $25 billion to build the president's wall, and because of that alone, the Democrats are refusing to negotiate. On the Republican side, Jay, there's a conservative wing and a moderate wing, and the terms of the border enforcement, the numbers of visas that are shifted to new allocations are causing that fracture inside the Republican conference and keeping them from being able to get over the line. So look, I'll put it to you this way. Both Republicans and Democrats, when they can't get everything that they want, they decide to do nothing. That has been the case for decades. I hope it's not the case tomorrow, but Jay, I fear that there's a possibility it will be.
I hope that's not the case. All right, let's take another call.
Linda's calling in from California on line three. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Hey, I was wondering, you know, the amount of time and money and controversy this is all calling. Maybe a good start would be if they built the building, put in the equipment they needed, and these families that say they are families, they run DNA testing on them. And if it shows that it is one of their kids, then they keep the family together. It's going to deter the sex trafficking and all those other people that are bringing kids in that are really not their children. And at least it would be a starting point.
Well, look, I mean, when you have immigration system, they do medical checks. I mean, that's not an unusual situation. My goodness, my grandfather, when he went through, and grandparents, I should say, on both sides of my family, that went through Ellis Island, their families were subject to that. Now, a DNA test takes literally minutes now. So again, don't separate the families. You start with the assumption that these are families that should stay intact through this process. You could do a DNA test to make sure the family is the family, but if the child was adopted or some proceeding, maybe there's a legal proceeding. But try to avoid the sex trafficking, no question. You're only going to do that through securing the border and getting a process in place where we actually can do check. All of this is comprehensive. So when we say we want the American Center for Law and Justice position is comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship to shut down sex trafficking as best we can. And one of the main ways to do that would be secure the border. Because once you stop the economic advantage, Andy, for these sex traffickers, it's a business for them.
It is a business, Jay, and that's exactly what they do. As I said, the onion fields of Toombs County, Georgia, are full of immigrants' children who are there illegally because they're brought in by sex traffickers. And don't think that doesn't happen. It does happen. It exists. I know it from personal experience. And they're bringing him in from the southern border. And I don't mean just Mexico. I mean Guatemala. I mean Honduras. Yep. I mean these other countries in Central America are being brought in. We have got to stop that. And there has to be, as this caller said, procedures put in place to make sure that the families that stay together are legitimate families and not these illegitimate sex traffickers.
All right, so Tina on Facebook, and this is a good question. Why isn't the media highlighting the fact that this very thing happened under the previous administrations as well? Well, it's because this is a president that's tough on immigration, so this makes it a more of a cause. But I'll tell you what, they haven't. It did happen under both administrations continuously. In fact, some of the footage they initially showed actually was under the Obama administration. Yeah. But you know what? Instead of saying who showed when what, let's get it fixed.
Yeah, I mean, I think here, listen, they all take the blame. More so, I think, someone like President Obama, who took a soft line on immigration, still couldn't get this fixed and was pretty callous when it came to this matter. Here you have the president who has been the toughest on illegal immigration in our history, at least in our history that I can remember, and yet he is the one that's willing to sign an executive order today to fix this problem, even though he may be putting himself in the order through legal jeopardy and up to challenge, because it will fix the problem for right now.
Yeah.
And these families will be reunited right now, and you can fight the legal battle later on.
Yeah, and I think it's a defendable executive order, but again, the ideal fix here would be to have actual legislation to permanently fix this. All right, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the whole hour of the broadcast, you can get it at ACLJ.org, Facebook and Periscope, SiriusXM, of course, and stations around the country. We'll be back with more, including your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. In just a moment, we want your comments on this.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.org.
crisis at the border, and it's a family separation crisis, and the president is apparently about to take executive action to prevent family separations. That's a temporary fix to a much more significant problem. The problem is we are lacking in the United States of America comprehensive immigration reform. In the view of the American Center for Law and Justice, number one, we think the family separation is wrong. The American people, we can do better than that. So that's number one. Number two, we also believe at the American Center for Law and Justice that there's a need for comprehensive immigration reform, and that includes a pathway to citizenship for 12 million or more people that have been here now for decades, that are here, that came in under illegal circumstances, but let's get them paying taxes and work a pathway to citizenship. May take, like it took my grandfather, 14 years, whatever it is, to get that in place. Number three, we need, and this is not in the order of priority, by the way. Third thing we want to say is that sex trafficking in the United States is an epidemic, and a lot of it's coming into our southern border. So border security stops the economic flow for sex trafficking. That's another reason. To me, that's the primary reason you should have border security on the southern border, to stop what is an epidemic in the United States on this issue of sex trafficking. And Andy, in the last half hour, we'll let him do it a little bit later, laid out how that's happening in small towns throughout the country. This is a big, big issue. Then there's the policy question. I'm going to let Harry get to that. Harry Hutchison, our director of policy, Professor Hutchison, where do you see this? What do you suggest?
Well, first, Jay, the system is broken, and it has been broken for a very long time, in part because Congress, on both sides of the aisle, has indeed been gutless. We should also note that our immigration system is the most irrational immigration system virtually in the world. And so we need a short-term fix with respect to the separation of families, but we need a long-term fix with respect to comprehensive immigration reform, including border security, including the prevention of child sex predators from crossing the border, and we need to interdict drug trafficking as well. So what is needed here is something that is missing in Congress, and that is courage. Hopefully, the president will step in and take strong action shortly. But in the long term, we really need to put pressure on Congress.
Let's get right to the phones. I think there's some good questions coming in about how this even started. Jim in New Hampshire, online too. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim.
Thank you for all you do. Yep. My question is, what is the rationale behind separating the families, and when did this law get signed into law? Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, well, the law's been in place since the Bush administration. It may have even predated, in some forms, it may have predated that. And then there is a court opinion. It's what people don't talk about. There's a court opinion out there that basically says you can only hold individuals a certain amount of days, and that's the individuals that are the alleged illegal perpetrator, the ones that came to the court. And you got to separate, of course, at that point. They're in a criminal process, and we're not allowed to put, which is children. Right, children in a criminal proceeding or in a criminal holding cell.
Yes, you can't put children in a jail.
Right. So you've got that on the place. So this kind of all of this comes together to create what is now a serious crisis. And we're gonna hopefully get this temporary fixed through an executive order. But I will tell you what we have to do. We need to see a permanent solution. And Than Bennett, I don't like the news you're giving me, but it's the reality that Congress is, even with all of this, is still likely not to get something passed. Hard to believe.
Well, it's just. Yeah, it's just shooting our listeners straight. If that vote were held at this moment, Jay, I don't think it would pass. Here's the good news. It's not going to be taken until tomorrow. So if our listeners want to speak out, there's still time. We have focused a lot of time on the border wall, the family separation issue, the DACA-eligible participants. But, Jay, one more thing that's in both of these bills the House is going to consider tomorrow, an end to that diversity lottery program that we've talked about a lot on here. That's in that, here as well. Yep. This is a bill that should pass, Jay.
Yeah, that diversity lottery is ridiculous. You just, you know, get a number and you may be the lucky, what, terrorist that gets coming to the United States. I mean, the whole system is ridiculous. And I'm in favor of immigration. My goodness. I mean, I'm the grandson of an immigrant. All right. So let me tell you what we're going to do. Coming up, we've got a video for those watching on Facebook and Periscope about a matter at the UN Human Rights Council, because the United States pulled out, which I think is a really good move. We got that video. We've got a lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. We've been advocating for this. I want this family separation to stop. That's the interim measure. And then I want comprehensive immigration reform. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We actually cleared a couple lines for you, so you can give us a call back in the morning.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, let's go ahead and take call four on this. We're talking about immigration reform. We're talking about the concerns we have about family separation, and we're taking your comments, and the phone lines have been jammed.
Aaliyah calling in from Florida on line four. Aaliyah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, I think the president needs to stick with his initial instincts. He's usually always right on his initial instincts and keep the pressure on Congress. The can's been getting kicked down the road for, literally decades.
Well, I think he's going to keep the pressure on Congress because this is a Band-Aid fix. I mean, that's what Jordan said earlier. I mean, this is a very much a temporary fix. But I think you've got to when you've got a desperate situation, it requires action. And the president's willing to sign executive action, apparently, to do that. So I think good. But it needs to happen. And because this is a problem that's much deeper than we understand. It's much deeper than just family separation. Let me play for you a press conference yesterday from our Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Christian Nielsen. Here's what she had to say.
We also separate a parent and child if the adult is suspected of human trafficking. There have been cases where minors have been used and trafficked by unrelated adults in an effort to avoid detention. And I'd stop here to say in the last 5 months, we have a 314% increase in adults and children arriving at the border fraudulently claiming to be a family unit. This is obviously of concern.
So the initial way you could do that, handle that at the border would be obviously a DNA test, and then or if it's someone, a kid that's been adopted, maybe there's a legal proceeding. And you can interview and do that. But I want Andy to talk about this because Andy prosecutes these cases. And it is serious. And it's not just major cities. It could be in South Georgia, as Andy's going to talk about. It could be in the hills of Tennessee. It can be in Alabama. It can be in Chicago. It's a serious problem. And it's not just – sometimes it's sex trafficking and labor violations. Sometimes it's both. But
that's
give
right.
examples.
That's right, Jay. As the secretary just said, we are out to detect, and I think border security is and ought to be, the fraudulent family unit. The family unit that purports to be a family unit that in fact is not. So separation of minors and adults is not always bad when it turns out that those are not the children of the parents that they purport to be. Because I have seen situations in which children are kept in automobiles, living in jalopies and junky cars on farms in South Georgia. That's where they house them so that they can pick onions in the fields in Toombs County in Vidalia. And I've seen this in Camden County and another county in South Georgia, in which they're basically sex trafficking and keeping them in hotel rooms. And these are children from the southern border. They were from Korea, too, and other places in the Far East. But a lot of them, and most of them now, are from those areas south of the Mexican border.
And they will have
border.
Them doing basically child labor violations, but also then engaged in and get them in sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking.
It's a business.
And they become, it's a big business. It's a lucrative business. It's a flowing business. And I-95, the corridor that goes down there is the one that
all the major corridors. The 85, 95, 75, 65s. You can go right down the list. That goes north to south, and you can go the 20s and the 40s and all the east to west, and it's a problem.
Yeah, and if you drive those roads, you can see it.
Yep.
You see it at truck stops. You see it at these hotels that look very sketchy, places along the way, who's getting out of car. But also, the people running this are extremely dangerous. Why law enforcement is sometimes, unfortunately, takes a hands-off approach is because you're dealing with very powerful, at the
cartels.
Top, cartels. Yes,
cartels.
You're dealing with the dangerous Mexican cartels, the MS-13s, the Zetas, the cartels run by the El Chapo types. And so you pick on them, and they will start full-on wars. And so our law enforcement also has been concerned about engaging them directly.
So, Harry, from a policy standpoint, and we're going right back to the phones, 800-684-3110. From a policy standpoint, the president's proposing, it looks like shortly, a quick fix to this. What's your sense?
Well, my sense is, certainly to deal with the problem that Andy and Jordan just talked about, one of the things that we need to do is to impose virtually instantaneous DNA tests, because we have sex trafficking in the United States. We have child labor violations in the United States. And so we need to focus on that to deal with some of the immediate problems that the Secretary of Homeland Security just discussed. I think long term, though, we need to find a way to convince Congress to act in a comprehensive way. For instance, creating a border wall would reduce some of this trafficking. Creating a border wall would eliminate, or at least reduce, the number of children who are separated from parents. We also need a way of swiftly identifying individuals who are authentically coming to the United States because they are pursuing asylum rather than engaged in trafficking.
So, Than, I'm going to throw this back to you, and then we're going to go right back to the phones, Jordan, so let's get some calls ready. But I'm going to throw it right back to you. We're going to get this temporary fix momentarily, but this is really problematic. We need legislation.
Absolutely, and Harry is absolutely correct on this point. The left does not want border enforcement, Jay, and I just cannot say it any more clearly than that. If they were not opposed to border enforcement, one of these bills would be passing tomorrow, because really their only objection inside this is the border enforcement, specifically the $25 billion for the wall, Jay. If you don't know what's coming over your border, the problems that we're talking about today, they're only going to grow. They're only going to become exacerbated. So the left in Washington, D.C., Jay, they need to come to the table tomorrow. This is a reasonable compromise solution. It needs to be a permanent one.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, Chris in Oregon, on line one. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I guess my question would be, you guys were talking about it earlier, and you're on another thing now, but when do we start putting the responsibility back on the individual? You know, people come over here, they make a decision, and they know they're bypassing policies, they're bypassing laws, they're coming into a country without the proper channels or going through the proper channels. And there's a lot of energy, you know, around, oh, you know, President Trump's doing this, he's separating families. Well, why aren't we focusing our energy a little bit on the individuals who actually created the situation for themselves? Whether, you know, they made this decision years ago or just recently, but the consequences are now coming back to them. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to just save all these people from the decisions that they made.
We're not talking about saving all these people. We're talking about not separating families. They may be deported, by the way. Probably will be deported unless they're here for a viable and real asylum request. But then you deport them back as a family. I mean, so
most won't meet that standard.
Yes,
so most will be deported. Most will be deported back to difficult situations they came from. But at least doing that as going through that as a family unit. That is what we are talking about here. Not giving them something special. They're not on a pathway to citizenship or getting a green card because of this.
Yeah, so don't conflate the two issues, which is easy to conflate, but
this
don't.
This has been a confusing issue for people.
And that's why it's got to be comprehensive in scope and nature. All right, let's grab another call.
All right, let's go to Ann, calling from North Carolina, online to Ann. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ann.
Oh, I so appreciate you all. And
thanks.
It's my understanding that a lot of the existing laws are very adequate and that the huge problem is they're not being enforced. And so I don't understand why the president and the few conservative Republicans aren't focusing more on that. I believe the bills that are proposed by people like Paul Ryan don't give $1 for hiring more ICE agents, and we have a gross inadequacy of ICE agents to enforce the laws.
I think, and here's the problem, I think the existing laws on immigration and immigration reform are not adequate. That's the problem. It's a hodgepodge, and Andy's a good example of this because there's federal issues as a federal prosecutor would deal with, but then there's state issues that a state prosecutor has to deal with, and what we don't have is a comprehensive plan. I mean, that's Andy, you deal with that as a state prosecutor.
It is a hodgepodge. It's thrown together. It's like the old Georgia Evidence Code was until 2013. It's a Civil War era type of mentality that we have in legislation on immigration. We need to sit down and we need to comprehensively look at the situation. As you say, Jay, we're not going to deport 12 to 14 million people that have come into this country illegally. We need to give them a path to citizenship. Like it or not, that's the reality. And we need to sit down and deal with problems like that, with the separation of children, which is not always bad, especially when those children are separated from adults who are not their parents. And those are really fraudulent family units. And the left has been very good at this, in this situation that we have are facing right now, in pointing out, oh, these terrible situations of families being separated and painting with a broad brush and Elijah Cummings crying on television the other night about it. Let's talk, in fact, about what is that this difficult problem of immigration that our gutless Congress is not addressing comprehensively.
And we talk about gutless Congress, we're talking about Republicans and Democrats on this. And I will tell you something else. None of this justifies what's going on in the border. Hopefully that's going to be fixed momentarily. But let me just tell you, that does not solve this problem. It's going to need a comprehensive, so the laws are not adequate. All right, here's what we're going to do. We only have one segment left. We got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to take as many as we can at 1-800-684-3110. So we encourage you to call, and we will get your comment in as quick as we can. Fan, you want people calling Congress when?
Right now. That vote would take place tomorrow, Jay. It's got to happen right now.
What's the number?
202-224-3121.
What are they asking?
202 to pass comprehensive immigration reform tomorrow in the United States House of Representatives.
202-224-3121. We'll be back with more, including your calls, at 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
I've asked Colonel Wes Smith to join us also because I had him look at some statistics. Wes, why don't you go over what you found?
Yeah.
Tell us, everybody, what you're talking about here.
Right. We're talking about children being held along the border in various facilities. There are actually quite a number of shelters there. There are over 12,000 children as of June the 15th being held. Of those, though, 2,342 have been separated from their families. The over 10,000 of them either came here with human traffickers or they came unaccompanied. So I think part of the fix, because it's just a small portion of that 12,000 plus children that are being separated from their families, part of the fix is to allow those families to stay together. But these cages that we've seen, just to put it in perspective, and I think it's a horrible thing, they can only be held there for 3 days with CBP protecting them. After that, they become part of Health and Human Services responsibility and the Office of Refugee Resettlement for those children. As of June 15th, there were 11,517 minors in that program. HHS only holds them for 50 days, and then they either place them with families in the United States or they place them in foster homes. But here's the thing I think is important for us to realize. This is a crisis, and it's ugly. But we are a compassionate nation.
Yeah, well, we need to show our better angels here.
Exactly. Of the unaccompanied children who come here, and most people don't know this, they become the responsibility of Health and Human Services. No unaccompanied child is ever sent out of the country unless requested by their family in their country of origin. If they come across with traffickers or unaccompanied, we will take care of them.
Let me give you the three quick points here that I think are essential. Number one, we think separating the families at the border is wrong and has to stop immediately. I'm hopeful that that's going to be rectified in the next little bit. I mean, when I say little bit, I'm talking about hours, not days. Needs to stop immediately. We're better than that. We can do better than that. That's number one. The law needs to be fixed. That's number two. We have to have comprehensive immigration reform in the United States of America. You're not deporting 12 or 14 million people that came here illegally that have been here for 20 years. They should be paying taxes like everybody else, be part of the system, have a pathway to citizenship. Like to my grandfather, 14 years. Maybe that's what, I don't know what the number is, but that's something like that. And then number three, we have got to do whatever we can in the United States of America to stop the sex trafficking issue, which is pouring in through our southern border, period. Now, fan, a Republican or Democrat, independent, libertarian, whatever it is, I think that the American people are calling for action here. And it's, to me, it's really disheartening that both the Republicans and the Democrats in Congress can't get this done.
Well, it really is. It's been a horrible bipartisan failure over the last several decades. It's a good thing the president's taking leadership. But tomorrow, Jay, we're going to find out whether Democrats in the United States House of Representatives have seen that light, whether they'll come on board with a package that is really many things that they have requested along with border enforcement. But, Jay, it's not just the Democrats. It's also the Republicans. Yep. They control the majority in the House. If they could come to an agreement on their own, this would pass without Democrats.
No question. All right, let's try to get as many of these calls
as we can. Yeah, Rosanna calling from Illinois on line three. Rosanna, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Rosanna.
Yes, thank you. I am a Latina. I spent a year in Mexico as a missionary. I was also one of the Minutemen on the border. You know what, Jay? I never thought I'd disagree with you. I remember in 1995 where Bill Clinton said, we're all immigrants from someplace, but it's wrong for a nation of immigrants to permit the abuse of our immigration laws. The taxpayers do not want amnesty. Illegal immigration is a $113 billion a year drain on our U.S. taxpayers. We can't even take care of our own veterans.
So, Rosanna, let me ask you this. What do you think we have the resources? I'm trying to be very practical here. Do you think we have the resources in the United States of America to deport 14 to 18 million people? We don't.
If we use E-Verify,
when
you can't get jobs, you're going to go back.
Okay. Here's the problem. We don't have the ability to self-deport 18 million people. So I'm not saying amnesty, wave your hand and you're an American citizen. I'm talking about you may have been here 20 years. It may take you another 15 to get any kind of recognition as far as legal status goes. When I'm saying recognition, citizens or something like this. My view is this is a problem that's gone on for decades and there's got to be a fix to it. And I'm just giving you the ACLJ's position here. This isn't the White House position. This is my position. My position at the ACLJ and our position institutionally is we want, and have been saying this for 20 years, comprehensive immigration reform, because you're not self-deporting 12 or 14 or 20 million people. Let them get out of the shadows. The people that want to apply for citizenship, those are the ones you'll find out. They'll either make qualify or they don't. But to just ignore this problem, let it go down the road. I appreciate the call, by the way. We can agree to disagree, but I'm a practical. I want to get it fixed. I really do. And that the stuff at the border on the family separation is just not acceptable.
I think it's the only way we get to real border security, too. I mean, got to have compromise. So, Rosanna, if you want that border security, you want that wall, you're going to have compromise. And by the way, I think your call, though, missed the entire point of what we're talking about here, which is this a quick fix to these thousands of people who have these family separation issue. That has nothing to do with what you were talking about. You could be a border security advocate. You can be someone who doesn't like amnesty. These are mostly people who will be deported, but they should be deported as family units, not having their children.
If they don't meet the requirements of asylum.
Right.
Right.
And most won't. I've done a lot of that. Most will not.
Yeah.
So back to the phones we go. Let's go to Sandy in Washington State on line two.
Hi, Sandy. Go ahead quickly, please.
Thank you. Yes. No, I agree with the DNA testing, because DNA testing is a true way of confirming legitimate family members. And, of course, you've been saying adoption is proven by court documents. But there shouldn't be any question about DNA testing, because truth can stand up to scrutiny and examination. And, therefore, can we get this going, and how long will it
well,
be?
Well, Than, again, let's tell everybody what's happening. I got a question for Wes, because the numbers are disheartening, too. Go ahead.
Well, there's going to be two bills on the floor of the House tomorrow, Jay. Both of them accomplish the main things that we've been talking about. The question will be, can Republicans and Democrats come together? And I would just say to the caller, the way to get border enforcement, the way to build a wall and prevent this from being a problem for the next generation, is to actually pass this bill tomorrow. Then you prevent the explosion of the problem that she was talking about.
Wes?
Yeah, I think just also, Jay, from a humanitarian perspective, we need to have a wall. It would stop the drug trafficking. It would stop the children being trafficked across the border.
Yeah. Harry, so on a policy, I mean, we got very quickly here. I want to get to Andy and Jordan, too. Very quickly, this is a short-term fix to a long-term problem.
Absolutely. And so if we focus on the short-term problem first, let's deal with the separation of children from their true families. Let's do that, and let's do that quickly. Long term, we need comprehensive reform. And with respect to one of the earlier caller statements about E-Verify, it's important to note that there's something out there called the underground economy. That is one of the reasons why we truly need border security.
Andy, you see the cases firsthand. This is a problem we've got to fix.
It is a problem we need to fix. Congress needs to fix it. The president doesn't need to fix it, but he's going to, because that's the corner that he's been shoved into, and he's got the courage to do it.
Yeah.
He does have the courage to do it, and it's the right thing to do, and I expect that it's going to happen today.
It's hard to believe, Jordan, that the politics of this, you and Than talked about this, we cannot get this through.
No, and it's taking the most aggressive anti-immigration, pro-wall president to actually create this humanitarian fix. And let me tell you something, he's getting a lot of pressure from his top advisors not to do this. So if you want the president to do this, pray for him right now. He's under tremendous pressure until he gets it signed not to do this executive order from his top advisors, who are telling him, don't do this, Mr. President. We want to keep the status quo. We believe the status quo is wrong. We believe he should. He has said he will sign this. Let's hope he does, and he listens to himself and what's in his heart, and not some of his top advisors who are trying to persuade him, I'm sure, not to do this at the last minute.
All right, so let me tell you this. We only got 17 seconds left. What Jordan said is right. We need to pray for the president, pray for Congress, so they get some energy to do something here, do the right thing, and we've got to get this fixed. That's going to do it for our broadcast today. If there are developments, we'll get to you on social media on that.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.